I am the most in need of these duas,
which Maulana says,
and all of you make for me dua, and we all make for one another. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, the easy way to get the dua of the malaika, who are masoom, free of all guna, is you make dua for somebody else. Comes in the hadith, and you make dua for somebody else, the malaika tell you for the same for you also. So whatever you desire for yourself, make dua for somebody else. And in that way, great love will be created also. All this enmity, we got something with difference with somebody, make dua for that person. When you make dua, love will come. And you're going to get the malaika's dua. And another, to get the malaika's dua very easily, is that before namaz try, now and then, always, that we come a few minutes earlier. We finished our sunnats, we're sitting, malaika making dua for us. After namaz finish, sit a few minutes, we got wazifas to read, tasbihat to read. The malaika make, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Get the dua of the malaika. So let us not just get up and move away. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi munshil khalq min adami, thumma salatu ala al-mukhtari fil qidami. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as by the command of our honorable great Sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi of the time, the Braze of the time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Rahmatan Wasi'a, Hazrat should say that before every bayan, make muzakra, discuss one sunnat of Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just reading a kitab lately, that we should try and get in the habit of not saying Nabi Kareem, but Nabi Akram. Nabi Kareem, the Honorable Nabi, and Akram, the Most Honorable. So our Nabi, Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaneen. So Allah give us tawfiq. We slip up still a lot, but Allah give us tawfiq that we get into the habit of saying Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So to bring the sunnats of, to make muzakra, discuss the sunnats of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because that is the life wire in our lives. How much we will have sunnats in our lives? In fact, one time, most probably it was Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali who narrated it, that a person, certain person wanted to go and meet a very famous great Sheikh Buzur. So he went. And they told him, when he reached the Khanqa there, that Hazrat just made namaz here now. This is long ago, on the sand. So he looked at the sand, and then he saw that the fingers, how they are supposed to be in sajda, all fingers together facing Qibla. He saw it was not like that, like this perhaps, and with the fingers open. So he said, if he's not following the sunnah, where can he be a sheikh? He turned back from there. So Allah give us tawfiq also to bring sunnahs into our lives. One sunnah has got immense value by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Great value, so great value that Allah ta'ala declares in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you announce and tell the people that if you love Allah, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, or you want the love of Allah ta'ala to come in you. If you say, I love Allah, there is a proof for it. For every claim you make, there must be a proof. For every statement you make, it must be backed up with proof. You can't just make a statement like that, there must be proof. So what is the proof that you love Allah Ta'ala? فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow in my footsteps, follow in my lifestyle. That is proof that you love Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And if you want the love of Allah and how to gain that love of Allah Ta'ala, it is also ittiba'i sunnah. To follow in the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem, Nabiya Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In that way we will get we will be true in our love to Allah, and that love will be mu'tabar, will be recognized and accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And what will be the benefit of that? Yuhibbukumullah. Allah Ta'ala will love you. If you get the love of Allah Ta'ala, Allah who is the king of everything, Allah who is the owner of everything, Allah Ta'ala who is the creator of everything, Allah who is the sustainer of everything, everything is solely and only in the hands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And a person who has more this yaqeen that Allah alone is the doer, and he doesn't use normal asbab also, like ulama explained this hadith, he doesn't go for ta'weez also. Forget going to sangomas, so forget going to some funny type of doctors, which adverts we find by the traffic lights also, and we find the adverts in the newspapers or everywhere. He doesn't go, only he asks Allah. And if he fears anyone also, that person cannot do anything to him without the command of Allah, without the permission of Allah. And these are those people who will go directly into Jannah, who will get placed under the throne of Allah Ta'ala, in the shade of the throne of Allah on the terrible, horrible day of Qiyamah, when the sun will be just overhead. Yeah, it becomes about 30, 35, then oh, very hot today. And the places where it goes to 48 and 52, and it's summer, and the summer months is Ramzan also, how it is. And at the bottom will be melting copper. Allah save us on that day. So those people who don't go to any of all these things, they just trust on Allah Ta'ala. And they will have the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah, out of His kindness and mercy, without being worth of it in the world, least, but may Allah bless us with that in His infinite mercy. When we look at our lives, our gunas, we lose hope. But when we look at the mercy of Allah, Allah is so merciful, so kind, that we have hope Allah Ta'ala will forgive us. So, yuhibbukumullah, Allah Ta'ala will love you. And if somebody loves you, you love your wife, you love your children, you go out of your way for them. You do whatever you can do for them. If you get the love of Allah, and how much can a person do? A human being is limited in everything. You can be the richest man, you can have all the connections, but you are limited in everything. Allah Ta'ala's every sifat and every quality is unlimited. Allah's knowledge is unlimited. Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُلُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Who knows the armies of Allah besides Allah? And Allah's armies are also unlimited. For example, we sometimes make dua, we should make dua, Ya Allah, save me from paralysis, Ya Allah, save me from cancer, Ya Allah, save me from a stroke, save me from this. It's limited. Allah Ta'ala can bring something else. At one time, nobody made dua for cancer problem. There was no cancer. Cancer came in now. And now you add one more thing to your list, another one thing will come in. There is no end to it. But if you tell Allah, Ya Allah, in your unlimited knowledge and in your unlimited qudrat, you save me from every problem, every And how beautifully some buzurg said that we stay away from ma'asiyat, guna, sins of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will save us from masaib, musibats. We stay away from ma'asiyat, Allah will save us from musibats. Our musibats are because of our ma'asiyat. And we engage in the ita'at, ta'at of Allah Ta'ala, we'll get the ata' of Allah. Allah will bless us with His rahmat, with His gifts, unlimited gifts. And the gifts of Allah Ta'ala, what kind of gifts? As the problems also we cannot envisage. We cannot imagine and enumerate all the problems. Like that Allah's ni'mats also, we cannot count them. We cannot imagine what ni'mats Allah will in this dunya. Akhirat will be akhirat. Allahu Akbar. Akhirat, the jannat for the very high jannat that Allah Ta'ala has prepared it. And when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah Ta'ala for the lowest jannat, not going in the details, in short, Allah said 10 times the size of this world. And the highest jannat, Allah said, I've put a seal, the malaika also don't know what I've prepared in that jannat. And what that jannat will be, Allahu Akbar. Allah give us, that is the object of our life. Where we are going to live forever and ever. Yeah, in this world, a person, young person usually just got married. Now he's worried, my wife, I must secure her. I must get a house for her. So I buy a plot. Now he's happy, I got a plot. We feel happy, but our problem has started here. It hasn't ended that I got a plot. Now, till you haven't built also, you have to start paying rates and taxes. Eh? Your water connection is there, you have to start paying that. You have to, everything you have to start paying. Now you start building, and building is also not an easy thing. Illa Allah makes it easy. Otherwise it's a headache also. Now you have built up, now you say, I won't stay there now, I'll stay where I'm staying, later when I need the place. You rent it out, now you get more headaches. Hey, many times your tenants, they don't pay you and they damage the place, me leave it in a mess, they haven't paid their accounts, all that comes on your head. So this is dunya. Jannat, you don't have to do any maintenance. Hey, you don't have to get the garden service also. You don't have to pay rates and taxes also. You don't have to worry of depreciation of your property also. Somebody else came and built toilets in front of you, no toilets in Jannat also. So that you're going to depreciate your property. No, nothing whatsoever. And for you it's only to enjoy. And forever, no mort will come. No sickness will come. You don't have to worry of an accident. You don't have to worry of a robbery. Hey, Allah has been so kind, He made Jahannam also. Otherwise, if all were in Jannat, you should the muggers there also. And the crooks and robbers there in Jannat. Then no chain and sukun in Jannat also. So Allah put them away somewhere else. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ. If they make tawbah and they change their life, and tawbah means to change one's life. So anyway, so that is that jannat which Allah Ta'ala will give, and forever and ever, and no worry whatsoever. You just have to enjoy your life, and you won't get tired of enjoying also. Yeah, we go for a holiday also. 1 week has passed, 2 weeks have passed. The wife also says, now till I don't start slicing my onions again, and I don't cut the tomatoes, and I don't start cooking, I don't feel nice. I have to do all that again. You also feel, until I don't sit in my office again, until I'm not pressing the bell and hearing the ringtone that's going all the time, I don't feel nice. Though you got a wonderful apartment wherever, and we usually say wonderful, but there is no real wonderful apartment here. A person prepares his house here in this world, beautiful, every facility and amenity. He goes and stay in a hotel, 5-star hotel, but there also, now he's got a kitchenette also there, but he can't, it's all limited. His fridge is so small, he can't put anything in there also. His microwave is also, everything is so limited. Yeah, you got the top of the range, everything. And you go, so wonderful, these hotels also are not wonderful. The hotel and everything of this world, we are bluffing ourselves. We have just come into the flow of the Western world, and we feel all that also is something very great. As somebody has said, Allah give us all the reality, that we stay in a hotel only when it's absolutely necessary. Not willingly we go and stay there. Only when it's absolutely necessary, Allah give us tawfiq. He says the worst type of sins what you can ever imagine are taking place there, and you in that environment. One time, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali came to the madrasa, Darul Umin Azadwal. We just built the Mehman Khana, one room that was built. Haji Bhai stayed there at night. Next morning he asked me, who stayed in this room? I thought, we don't give it importance. I couldn't really imagine. He says, the Anwarat I felt here. What Anwarat I felt here at night, the whole night. So in a place like that, you go to the masjid. You go to a Muslim house. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, one of the objects of this world work is that there must be no hotels anymore in the world. Every Muslim home is a hotel. When the first Muslims came to South Africa, our Gujarati Indian Muslims, my grandfather, they were in Witbank, and the train should come that time from Lorenzo Marx, Dalgowa Bay. They should call it Dalgubbe. The train should come, and when it came to Witbank station, they had pots ready, and they go there, and those people, they should give them food. And those people who have the time, bring them home and stay at home. Hey, that was also a time when people who come to the masjid, they should go with this niyat to get a guest to come home. And they should look and they should fight with one another. Allah make us maaf. Today at that time we remember the ayat, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. They tell the believers, you must cast your gazes low. So you don't see any outside person that has come. Then where that ayat applies, there we don't remember the ayat. There our eyes are extra wide open, and we are watching everything. So anyway, may Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on all the sunnahs. Four aspects of sunnah, Allah give us the knowledge of sunnah. All say ameen, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us the love of sunnah. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of practicing sunnah. And Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to propagate the sunnah. So Allah give us tawfiq in this way to bring the sunnah. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Sunnat ka tariqa, ashal tariqa hai. Anything you want to do, the easiest way to do it is according to the Sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sunnat ka tariqa, ajmal tariqa hai. The way of Sunnat is the most beautiful way. Whatever you want to do, Allah Ta'ala sent His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to show us the easiest way of life. And to show us the most beautiful way of life. Or sunnat ka tariqa, akmal tariqa, is the most perfect way of life. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So one sunnat, which is in fact more, it is a mustahab really, we can call it a sunnat also, is that in namaz, when we are in a standing position, and all of us know these masalas, your eyes must be at the place of sajda. And when we go in ruku, the eyes must be in the place of our feet. And when we go in sajda, the eyes must be focused on the nose. You can't see your nose. I'm seeing everyone's nose. All of you are seeing my nose. But we can't see our own nose. And from there also remember the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That we feel our security system is up to date. But you can't see your own nose. What you can see, what's happening there. On my phone, I can see what's happening in my shop, what's my house. But you can't see your own nose also. Allah is watching everything. So anyway, in the sajda especially, and also in sajda normally, we tend to close the eyes. Eyes must remain open in sajda and focus it on your nose, to the tip of your nose. And then when we are sitting in a tahiyat position, in our lap, and in this also lot negligence, when we make salam, where must it be? On our shoulders. But sometimes we go a little forward and we look at who came today for Fajr, who's not yet. We are not appointed to make roll call. We should. And don't also move forward or backwards. And don't move your shoulder when you want to make salam. They must remain on their place. And turn your neck properly. One medical expert says, the best exercise for the heart is to turn your head like this fully. And when we're making salam, that is how we have to turn our head. And focus it on the shoulder. And make niyat of the farishta who is here. If you make salam to a small child also, and you don't look at him, there's somebody else's father, you're giving your hands here and you're speaking to his father. Child also feels offended that you're not looking. The malaika, if stars have to come to our shop and check what's happening, we will give them the best treatment. These are not stars. Who are they? Allah Ta'ala's CIDs. What is a CID? What is FBI? What is CIA? Nothing. What is Allah Ta'ala, this farishta? And we don't even care for them. We don't when we make salam. Anyway, so this is a sunnat mustahab of namaz. One time we were having a nikah in the Darul Uloom of some people. And this little example came also. I mentioned it. After about 2 months, one person phoned me, very good jamaat worker also. And he said, I had the disease of looking at strange women. He was a married man. And he was, he had taqwa also. He hated himself for that. He had that, what I'm doing. So for that he made a second nikah. So that his eyes can be under, but he said, same problem. Still I was looking. But since I practiced on this, looking where I'm supposed to look in namaz, he said, Alhamdulillah, 100% Allah Ta'ala has given me, relieved me of that musibat and that great ma'asiyat which leads to musibat. Hey, Allah Ta'ala protected me. So there is also one great. And every time we have to make namaz, how many rakats? If from Fajr, 2 sunnats, 2 faras, Zuhar, 4 sunnats, 4 faras, 2 sunnats, 2 nafil, all the whole day. If we are practicing this, just consciously, Allah give us tawfiq. And then see how easy it will be to control our gaze. Otherwise, this is one thing which many, many people, perhaps everyone say is the most difficult thing. Just can't control my gazes. And really, if we do this, this is in namaz, which everyone can, we all have to make namaz. We are making namaz. Just do it in this way, just concentrate and look where we have to look. Allah will give us the control of the eyes. And if the eyes are controlled, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Allah is so kind and merciful to us that the whole problem which is in this field, Allah cut it at the root. When you don't look, there is no problem after that. When you look, then you go on further and further. But you don't look, you get saved. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make our namaz and from that also understand every aspect of namaz. Try and bring it perfectly and completely on sunnah. And then see what great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala. Salat is that thing. Allahu Akbar. Another aspect, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, the effect of namaz is that all vice and evil will go out of your life. You don't have to take it out. You perfect your namaz. And you will just see that all vice and evil goes out of your life. You make effort and to tell somebody, give up this guna. Youngsters especially, all of us, we got that certain guna, we just sports is such a thing. One student came to me, he said, I was very much into music. And now, alhamdulillah, I've made sincere tawbah. But when I just hear one line of that, it just, I go again like wild and crazy that way. Sports, how many people have made tawbah? And sports is not for us. The sports of this, that we, non-believer is our idol. That non-believer is our idol. We're dreaming about him. Sports has become a god in our times. And we give lives for the sports. That is not at all for a Muslim. But we can't understand it. Allah make it that such environment again can come about and we can understand that what our deen is and our one second in this in our life here, how valuable it is. Just to give you one example of how time is valuable, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdullah Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali told us that if in the month of Ramadan, when we all understand time is more valuable, but even in Ramadan, how many of us want to pass time? Our Shaykh Hazrat Maasha Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, when you want to pass time, you don't pass time, you fail time. When you want to just pass time, you're failing time. Time you have to make valuable, not just pass it like that. So anyway, Maulana Abdullah Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali said, that if in Ramzan, the first of Ramzan, the government of any country, every country announced, all the Muslims in our country, as soon as we will give you all money printing machines. And as soon as the moon is sighted, your machine will start working. It won't work before that. We will give you the connection only when the moon is sighted. So that time, usually for when Ramzan starts, we don't wait for the news. For Eid, we are waiting news from everywhere. So, but this time, we won't have 3 cell phones, we'll have 5 cell phones. That I mustn't miss the call that Ramzan has started already. And it's a manual machine, not automatic. You have to turn it. And everyone in the family gets one machine like that. And you can put it 10 rand denomination, 50, 100, 200. All will put it on 200. Nobody is going to put on 10 rand note. And 100% legal, crispy notes. And you won't be asked where you got it from and who's the parents of this money. No, you won't be asked also, and you can spend it as you want to. We can well imagine that the old granny who is 90 years old, her hand will also be moving whole 24 hours. And the little child who is 3 and 4, his hand also will be turning. Because as soon as the moon is sighted for Eid, the machine will stop working. So we got Qadr for this year. We read so much Hazrat Shaykh, Allah reward Hazrat tremendously. How Hazrat is Akabir ke Ramadan, we should read it inshaAllah. How these people, their Ramadan, one way they were busy in Ibadah. So some people who only ate once in the month of Ramadan, only on the 15th again and on the 30th. Other people just spewed the small cups of black tea, Sulaimani chai. Just have that little and just tilawah, just zikr, just dua the whole time. We can't understand that. Like some youngster, and they are born in this age of ours. If they don't have their cell phone, it's like one limb is cut off. Cell phone is a must in their life. Without cell phone, they can't live. So he asked his father that how did you people live without cell phones? The father says, I can't understand how you people live without namaz in your lives. How you live without Yasin in the morning. How you live without tilawat of Quran Sharif. So these are those valuable things. And our society, our whole framework has changed now. We are just in a Western flow and that appeals to us. Allah bring that we have ta'aleem in our homes. We have deeni talks. We go to gatherings like this. We go to ijtima'at. We go to the talks of the ulama-e-haq, and we listen to what they have got to say. Our zehn will be made somewhat. I'm so happy that, yeah, how many ulama have come with students in their jamaat, and how many others must be moving. This is a great, great thing and a wide opening for your deen to come into our lives, into our society and into our homes. May Allah reward these ulama. To go with students is not an easy thing. And the students also, that they are under the amirship of an alim, is not also easy. But this Allah is making it possible. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala accept it. And in namaz, please let us try. If we make salam, then make salam to the malaika. Also, some of us, we go a little bit front when we make salam. That's also not right. Or we go a little back, just like a driver of the car, when he wants to overtake and the gap is a bit narrow, then he goes a bit front. By you going front, you're not going to make that gap bigger. And when he has to give a sharp brake, he also goes back. You don't have to do it. When you turn this side, you also turn like this. Or you turn like this. No, you must sit in your place. Just like that, when we're making namaz, you on your place. The same with the muazzin, when he gives azan, hayya ala salah, then he must turn his head, not his chest. Chest must remain towards Qibla in namaz also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and then see what a great ni'mat namaz is. And Allah has called us 5 times a day. And 5 each time, how many rakats we make? Allah give us tawfiq. And to make niyat of the kiraman katibin. And then see the value also of namaz that will come. And if we do these few things, very easily, I guarantee you, concentration in namaz will come. Now, many, many people ask always, I just can't concentrate in namaz. Nobody can do it perfect. Allah give us tawfiq. But to make a whole namaz without any of our thoughts going away is not so easy. But if we concentrate on these adab, mustahabbat, it will give the whole value of namaz and our namaz will become valuable. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, I've recited 3 things Allah Ta'ala mentions. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of Iman. Ittaqullah, have taqwa. And for taqwa, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Kunu is fi'l mudari. Mudari is from istimrar, continuity. Always be with the righteous and the pious. In order to acquire taqwa, logically it should have been kunu ma'al-muttaqeen. If you want taqwa, go to the muttaqeen, but Allah told sadiqeen. What does that mean? Ulama have explained, those who are true in taqwa. Otherwise, a person very easy to put a big safa, a big jubba on, colorful also, and big tasbih also, and you think this man has got a lot of taqwa, but those who are sadiq fi taqwa, who actually have got taqwa, may Allah bless us all, and this is our effort, all the time we have to make this effort. So, just to give you an idea that this taqwa, what is taqwa firstly? Taqwa, simple in our language, there are grades and grades of taqwa. And the highest is the highest. But the simple for our language, for us, what we must do and what to understand is every command of Allah which is directed to us, we fulfill that command. And every what Allah has forbidden us from, we stay away from that. That is taqwa. The minute we get that, we have got taqwa. And then by that you become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. The minute we get that, and Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali said, a person who has got that, he is not necessary for him to become bay'at also. If we can, but normally you won't get it like that. Till you become bay'at and you have a sheikh to guide you, then this will come. But this, that every command, like this for me to say it is easy, for you to listen it's easy, but at this moment, we think for ourselves, how many of us, our thoughts are somewhere else? How many of us, we are thinking bad about somebody? How many of us, we are thinking all wrong things? What is the command of taqwa? To keep your mind clear at this moment. We are sitting in the masjid, and on Jummah, we are reading Surah Kahf, we are making tilawat of Quran Sharif, somebody walks in, we see him, and all the thoughts that, I'm reading Quran, I'm in Jummah, it may be Ramadan, I may be in Atikaf also, but now all that wrong thoughts which are coming. Eh? So what is taqwa? That those things must not come. And today we'll focus a little bit more, not on the outward gunas which we normally know which are sins, but the inside gunas which are in the heart, which are in the mind, all those gunas. And they are very, very terrible gunas those. And also understand that no country in the world is our enemy. No nation in the world is our enemy. Our enemy is our sins. They are our worst enemies. And that sins are caused by our nafs mainly. Shaitan, not shaitan also. Shaitan, who must let shaitan? No other shaitan came. It was his nafs, the pride that he had within him, that must lead him and took him out of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this nafs is such an enemy that it's with us all the time. Shaitan is an outside enemy. Nafs is the inside enemy. There is a snake in your yard. It's also a problem. But a snake in your house, a snake in your bed, what a big problem. So nafs is that terrible. Inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu. Nafs is ammara bisu. It orders you, not amara bisu, but ammara, continuously and tremendously, just tells you all the time, do this wrong, do that wrong. And this task we face 24 hours all the time. You are driving on the road and you see a car. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, watch the car, not the driver. But what we do, we look at the driver. And how many accidents take place with that, when we are looking at the driver. Watch the road, don't watch the pedestrians, those people who are walking there. So at that time, we are tested all the time. A lady comes to you and she gives your hand very kindly and very greeting you. At that time, we are being tested also. And your secretary comes and she puts her face right in your face. They are taught to work like. And all the perfume she's got on. All the time we are facing tests. Wherever we are facing tests all the time. So at those times, what do we do at those times? Do we pass the test? Do we fail the test? The more we pass, we know we get progress. We go up. We fail, you get stay there where you are. Or you get demoted also. So Allah give us tawfiq that these tests, when we are just talking, how much, just to show that I'm all right, I speak a lie. That I told you to tell that person, you told him. You didn't tell him. Yeah, I told him. And you think everything is over. You have committed a guna-i kabira, a major guna. And we don't think about it. You're speaking with your wife casually. And she told, I told you to bring my tomatoes. And you just said, I told my son to bring it. And you never tell your son. You just spoke a lie. Guna-i kabira. So there are so many of our gunas that we don't recognize as guna. A person commits outward gunas. He's not making namaz, he's a big guna, but he accepts, I'm sinful, I have to make my namaz. A person drinks liquor, he'll know, he's guilty of it. But these gunas which are like this, most of the time we don't even regard it as a guna. Bid'at is also a thing like that, which you think is a part of deen, but it's a thing which is against deen. And therefore you'll never make tawbah, you'll fight for it. You think it's my deen this, and I have to practice on it. But so that is also such type of a guna, and most of the gunas of the heart, we don't recognize them as gunas. The other thing is that outward other gunas that a person, Allah save us all, drinking liquor, committing adultery, stealing money, etc., not money, not making namaz, etc., those are the rights of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala with His rights, inshaAllah, Allah will just forgive. As many ulama have written, there will be almost easy, Allah will just, but the rights of fellow people, that Allah Ta'ala will be very just. And the rights of those people have to be fulfilled. Though our Nabi is Nabi-e Rahmat, and that also the solution has been given. But anyway, those rights are more important, the rights of fellow people. Before we go on to that, let us understand how bad gunas are. We take gunas, we enjoy gunas. A person is looking at a woman and he's enjoying himself. And Allah Ta'ala, in Hadith Sharif it has come, that Allah's la'anat curses. That is, when you're away from Allah's rahmat, Allah's curses are upon the looker and the one that is looked at. That presents that person himself to be looked at. How woman dress today. Whether it is within us. We don't have to think of other women and at the office and at workplace. We have any function. You have today a Quran Sharif Khatam function. You have today a Walima function. How are our women dressed? So they attract attention. All that perfume they put on, they attract attention. The man who looks and the woman who is being looked at, or the woman who looks and the man also doll themselves up today. So that the woman must look at us also. And so much so, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that even if you are Maulisa and you are going to the bank or you're going to buy a railway ticket and it's a lady there, and as you are coming nearer, you put your topi right. And you're making your beard right. He says, you also guilty. Why are you making yourself up? Even just put it, you are a topi man. And you are a beard man. But now you are making your beard also right. And you're making your topi also setting. So you also, and we don't realize that we are in that guna. So anyway, this guna, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali gives this beautiful example to let us understand. Is that watch going fast? So good. Okay, we'll just try, have to try and finish off quickly. I'll just give this example. That a person got married, and usually when you get married, about 25 years or so, around about that age, but every night he was wetting the bed, urinating. So the wife told him, what are you doing? You're a grown, small children got this problem, and then we try and get them out of. He said, actually what happens when I sleep at night, then shaitan comes in my dream. And he takes me for a long walk. And after a long time, everyone has the urge to go to toilet now. So I tell Shaitan, my friend, I'm in need of a toilet. I have to go and urinate. So he shows me an ultra-modern, hygienic, clean toilet. I go and do my thing there. But in the morning, I realize it happened in the bed. So the wife said, oh, Shaitan is such a good friend of yours. Every night he comes. And he takes you for such a long walk. You know, we are poor people. We haven't got money. And Shaitan, who is a jinn, and they know where all the money is. So tell him to show you where money is. What is this every night you're wetting the bed? So he said, bright idea. So that night again Shaitan came. So he said, my wife said, what you showing me or letting me urinate in the bed? Show me where all the money, you know where all the money is. So he said, no problem. You told me, why didn't you tell me long ago? I'll take you now. He went, took him to a place where there was a nice chest and all money in there, gold, silver, rubies, diamonds, lot of things. He was so excited, he rushed to pick it up. It was so heavy that he made number two. So in the morning, the wife asked him, now what's this? Worse than all this? That was only urine, it was terrible. But this is even worse. You made number two now. So he said, this is what happened. She said, rather just do what you were doing. This is even worse. Anyway, most of us will remember the story. But the moral we don't remember. The moral is important. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, worse than that urine in the bed and stool in the bed is gunas. And today it is like a person when he wants to come, when he's committing gunas, what he's doing? Taking stool and rubbing on his body. When a woman is putting her perfume and making herself up to go out, it's not that perfume. It's not all that mascara and all that blush and all, I don't know what and what they put. It is actually, in actual fact, stool and urine that is being put. And perhaps it's even literally true. What these things are made of, all these cosmetics, are made of all this dirt and filth it is made of. So that is what they are putting on them. So the lesson is, if you do your toilet in the toilet, flush it, it's gone. But it's also napa. Even the biggest walis, toilet, what he does is also napa. But in the bed, worse than that are our sins, if we can understand. Whenever we speak a lie, and the smell that comes from there, the malaika go to a distance there where they cannot smell. There are malaika appointed to protect us all the time. But when we are lying, when we are making zibat, backbiting, then this malaika also leave us and go away. And that is the time when لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَذُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. That they are protecting you from that orders of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's system, Allah knows His system. But when we chase them away, when we lie, such as that, when we make hibat, when we falsely accuse somebody, all these things. And ulama have written that the major catastrophes that are coming in the world are because of these gunas. Because no tawbah from these gunas. A person who makes hibat, he's laughing. And there are three stages ulama have written of laughing. One is that a person just smiles. One is a person laughs, but no sound comes. And one is a person laughs and is roaring with the sound. And in ghibat, this is what happens. And everyone is putting spice. That person said this, this one adds that, that one adds that. And nobody, there is no tawbah, no thought of tawbah also. So this is a terrible thing. And this is causing all our problems. Other gunas, a person accepts my guna. So anyway, may Allah Ta'ala, in order to acquire, Allah has told His friends, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, all believers are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, you are my friends, I want to make you my special friends, my bosom friends, my walis I want to make you. For that, you have got iman. Allah is speaking to the people of iman. Now just acquire taqwa. And how, where will you get taqwa? Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Those people who are sadiq fit taqwa, stay with those people, and this taqwa will rub off onto you. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example. You are a poor person, you haven't got a fridge also, you are living in a place where temperatures go up to 52 degrees centigrade. At night when you're going to make iftari, you have to make it with water which is almost like boiling water. How are you going to make iftari with that also? But your neighbor is a rich man. And he's a good man. So you tell him that take this glass of mine 11 o'clock in the morning, put it in your fridge. So he puts it in the fridge, and 5 minutes before iftari, you can pick it again or he sends it to you. Now that water is nice and cold. One drop in your mouth, subhanallah, will come out from your heart. And it stayed in the fridge for this time, from 11 o'clock till 7 o'clock, whatever the time might be. And the fridge didn't give it bayan. The fridge didn't let it make mujahada, any hard work. Just stayed in the company of the fridge. And it became, you stay in the company of some ahlullah Allah wala, and then see what happens to you. That effect will definitely come onto you, and then see how you get the marifat of Allah. From the marifat of Allah, go in the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. From Allah's muhabbat, go in the itaat of Allah, in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Kamil ho gaya. Your work is done. You are going straight to Jannah. How simple it is. Just one more thing of yesterday I mentioned that a girl gets married, it comes in the hadith, for one of four reasons. Beauty, money, position, or deen. But love is not mentioned there. And love marriages scientifically have been proven almost all fail. And once you get married, there wasn't love. You got arranged marriage. Parents arranged the marriage. You got married, Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Now Allah will create love. It doesn't mean you have to have a married life without love. But you don't worry of the love. Allah is going to create that love. And when Allah creates that love, it stays forever. So these arranged marriages, there is love in them. And there is genuine love. That wasn't love. love marriages was lust. It wasn't love. They just got married for lust. And when you get married for love, this is what Allah Ta'ala will bless. Allah accept those brothers who were present this morning when four bayans took place. Mala Yaqub Sahib and other brothers, mashallah, what bayans. Really, I realize that I'm not even in the ABC of the Tasawwuf stuff. We are still far. Where are we going to make the Islam, to make the Islam of others when we are not salih ourselves? Eh? So this is very, very good advice were given in all four bayans, extremely beneficial. So Allah Ta'ala accept from all and all and all and all the other bayans from yesterday till today. Those who have listened with an open mind will definitely go with a lot of food, not only for thought, but to digest it, to bring it into us. May Allah bless us with these realities and make it our maqsad of our life. Just in short, that when we get up in the morning, make, what am I living for? Why am I living? I'm living for to gain the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In order to gain the pleasure of Allah, one major thing is that we have to make our islah. And islah also, you can't do it yourself. You need a doctor to do it. You need a spiritual doctor who will make your islah. And the third thing, make your niyat the akhirat. Or pious people of the past, whenever they should write to one another without being asked, they should write these three advices. Definitely they should write. You make your niyat your akhirat, Allah will make your dunya. You make your niyat to make your outside right, Islamic way of life, Allah will make your imani life correct. You make your niyat that you're going to correct your relationship with Allah Ta'ala, Allah will correct your relationship with the creation. Everything is done. And we can't even do that little make niyat. We ask Allah, Ya Allah, you make our niyat for us for the akhirah. You make our dunya also. You make our zahir also. You make our batin also. You make our ta'alluq with you also correct. You make our ta'alluq with the creation also correct. Allah bless us all with that. And remember also, tawfiq. I hope I finish on this. Tawfiq. What is tawfiq? We all are here now. We have come. Tawfiq is, we needed a car, we are living far. Allah gave us a car. We needed petrol, Allah gave us petrol. We needed to know the road, Allah gave. We needed to drive, we got a license, we know. So we came. You got all those things and you're still not coming for Fajr. Don't say, I haven't got tawfiq. You got your car, you got your petrol, you know everything. Now, from your side, you must do this little bit. Push yourself little bit. Allah has given you tawfiq. Tawjihul asbab ila matlubil khair. Tawfiq. And like, for example, one person explained this. There's a lion coming for you. You got a place of safety, a cage or something. You are standing here. And the lion is coming. And you can get, you've got enough time to get into the place of safety. But you say, by the barakat of this cage, Ya Allah, you saved me. But you're not taking the effort to get into that place of safety. You got the tawfiq, it's there. But you're not moving there. This is what it is. Allah has given, but we're not using that initiator from our side. That little bit that we have to, and you just move 1 inch, Allah will push you right through everywhere. So this, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allah, 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 Allahumma laka alhamd kama anta ahlu. فصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أنت أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة يا قديم الإحسان يا دائم المعروف يا واسع الخير يا واسع الفضل يا واسع الإحسان والمنة أو الله. Whatever we have listened to in this 1-2 days, and whatever we have listened at the other jalsas and the other places, give us tawfiq to make amal. Oh Allah, give us that courage to lift our legs and move towards you, oh Allah. Our time is going, oh Allah. And we are going to our qabr, oh Allah. Let us correct ourselves before it's too late, oh Allah. Let us acquire your love to the greatest extent, oh Allah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man will be with whom he loves. So, oh Allah, give us your love, oh Allah. Take us to the highest pinnacles of Jannah, O Allah. Give us a life of Jannah in this world, O Allah. Let us make our Islah, O Allah. O Allah, where we ask du'as for many other things, let us ask du'as for our islah also. Oh Allah, remove all our filth and dirt which we are filled with to the brim and overflowing, oh Allah. Please, oh Allah, you choose us, you draw us towards you, oh Allah. You make us jazb, oh Allah. We are useless, we are drowned in the sin. We are drowned in the filth and in the all the urine and all the dirt of this dunya. Oh Allah, a person who is drowned, how can he come out? Water is gone over our head. The filth and dirt is over our heads. You pull us out, O Allah. For you it is nothing difficult, O Allah. You love to forgive, O Allah. Tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. You love to forgive. Forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, have mercy upon us. All our people, parents, brothers, sisters who have passed away, grant them the highest stages in Jannat, O Allah. Let no one of them be suffering in their qabr, O Allah. Give them every ease, O Allah. O Allah, let all the Muslims and all the non-Muslims, let us all turn towards you. You pull us towards you, O Allah, even if we don't want to come. O Allah, even if we are keeping back, you pull us. Your pull is the greatest pull. Nobody can resist and desist your pull, Ya Allah. You pull us towards you, O Allah. You accept us to become your close and true servants, O Allah. O Allah, give us the best of dunya also, the best of akhirat. Have mercy on all the Muslims in the world, whether it is Syria, whether it is Palestine, whether it is Philippines, whether it is Burma, O Allah. Have mercy on all the Muslims in the world, O Allah. O Allah, shower your mercies upon us from all sides, O Allah. Give us correct understanding of our deen, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala 'ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.